You know what that weight is, then you can calculate the per tire weight, and then from that use a load table and actually determine, okay, what pressure should I be running to carry that load. So that type of preventive maintenance can keep you from having downtime, because what we've seen is when you overload those tires, what you've done is you've asked that tire to carry the load, and what's carrying the load is the air. The air carries a load, and the tire is merely a vessel to contain the air. But when I overload it, now the air's done all it can do, and now I'm asking the tire to actually carry that. And it deflects the sidewall in a way that's not good for the sidewall, and you'll end up with lower sidewall separations. That's a telltale sign that you've overloaded it. And that will lead to some type of failure in the field if it's left unattended.